Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers. Those who would trade our freedom for security have embarked on this downward course. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. They use terms like we must accept a greater government activity in the affairs of the people. This was the very thing the Founding Fathers sought to minimize. They knew that governments don't control things. A government can't control the economy without controlling people. And they know when a government sets out to do that, it must use the full power of centralized government. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape. This is the last stand on earth.
We're back. I'm your host, Garrick Oldsberry. I have a special co-host tonight filling in for Sergeant Stevie. We got the other half of Two Dude Men, not the cat, but Skaggs. What's going on, Skaggs?
The better half of the Two Dude Men podcast.
Oh, shit. Shots fired. Shots fired. Awesome. So first of all, let's pay the bills real quick. Check out Dr. Kirk Elliott. Kirk Elliott, two L's, two T's, PhD.com/SGD. SAM, and perfect time to buy silver and gold because the banking system is imploding. Like I've been telling you, go back to episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. But go check it out. He can help you out with your 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, and also precious metals, physical precious metals. You can put it under your floorboards. All right. So we got that. Check out mypatriotcigars.com. Promo code SGTSAM. You want a good smoke? I know. Look, Skaggs got the hat on. He's representing. I know he's got a promo code too. What's your promo code?
Doomed.
Doomed. So put it in either. Support both of us. We're always fighting for the cause, man. And then
they're good cigars, man. They really are. I
saw you stogie.
Yeah, man. I had one last weekend while I was camping. They're fucking amazing for like sitting down at a campfire. You have a nice glass of whiskey or bourbon with you, and you have a cigar, Patriot cigar. They go well, man.
Oh, great company too. Great people. So we got that. And then last but not least, Freedom First Coffee. Promo code SGT. You want to wake up feeling froggy, feeling like a screaming eagle? Hit up Freedom First Coffee. So go check them out. So first of all, thanks for coming on, dude. I appreciate it. Me and Cap have been, hammering shit away, getting strikes on YouTube and shit, but you saved the day with your eloquent speech, right?
Oh yeah, I guess so, right? Yeah.
That's why you're the better half, right?
Yeah, man. That was funny. I had a feeling when you guys made a January 6th episode that was gonna get us a strike or get us pulled on YouTube. And I was right, but we'll see.
Yeah. So for you guys that don't know, Cap and Skaggs are still allowed on YouTube. So yeah. I guess they haven't been pushing the envelope of truth enough. So but they still have a YouTube channel. So go over there, head out, subscribe. Give them some love. I know they got a Rumble channel as well. And
we're on everything, man.
Yeah, they're on everything. So are you still on Spotify?
Yeah, we're on Spotify. Yeah, we're
dude,
literally still on
good,
everywhere.
Bro.
Man. Yeah, I try to be careful where we can. The more Patriot Podcast Network shows that get banned off of everything, the more important it is that we don't. Right. Because then no one from the network is like spreading the message on, like the corporate platforms. Right.
That's a very good way to look at it. Because, there's probably 75% of us are fucking hacked off of YouTube.
I think everyone's
off of Spotify,
I think everyone
Apple.
In the Patriot Podcast Network is off of everything besides the Patriot Podcast Network.
That's why we
and
have
Rumble
it.
And whatnot. Yeah.
Yep. Well, it was weird. The other day, I went on Rumble and I went to like watch like James and Alan. I don't know if it was a We the People episode or a Monday Night Madness because my internet's been going shoddy all last week. Everything I know, Alan and James were having problems. Me and James were having problems with our Winning Wednesday. It's been a lot of weird shit going on, right? But I went to go on Rumble and look them up, and I look up We the People Radio, boom, not found. I'm like, holy shit, boom, go to Great Divide, not found. I'm like, oh no, I'm like, did they nuke them off of Rumble? So then I'm like, all right, let's check out Sergeant Samurai, boom, not found. I'm like, oh, I go over to the Two Dude Men, boom, not found. I'm like, did they nuke us all? And then all of a sudden, I went on Twitter, I'm like, anybody having problems with Rumble? Nobody got back to me. All of a sudden, I woke up the next day. Steve, I had Steve search it up by him to see if it worked. He's like, dude, nothing. And I'm like, oh, they nuked us all, right? Imagine. And then all of a sudden, the next day it came up. I mean, imagine. I mean, that's going to eventually happen because.
Yeah. I think Rumble had an outage, though, last week. I think it might have something to do with it. They had some sort of outage.
Well, they had some sort of server issue.
Yeah, something like that. That might have had something to do with it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, definitely. I mean, I think it definitely could have had something to do with it. But I mean, I just thought it was like, it was one of those things. I'm like, they fucking got us all in one foul swoop. Yep.
That's what we get for putting the fucking logo on all our episodes, associating with you domestic terrorists.
So. I know. Well, dude, me and Cap, you know what's funny? Me and Cap, we were hammering away and everything we talk about has been, you know, banned off of YouTube and then, reconciled in the Senate and House committees and all this literature and all these things, and everything's come out that everything we were saying was bullshit. In the episode we did, J6, right? Like, it's starting to come out what everything we've known since day one, and we've been screaming from the rooftops, everything else. But the thing that, got us a strike was talking about the election. And the funny thing was, like, Cap was going down the list of like 20 things that we were like, okay, we were right. Okay, we were right. And he literally said, the only one that's still disproven is January. Like, so he literally said, like, this isn't a proven fact. We're still waiting for the evidence. We know how we think it's going to go. But like, he even stated that before. And we were like,
he did, which is, I think, how I got out of the strike and the ban, because I put on there, I looked up the policy, and the policy says that you can't claim that the election was stolen, which is, I guess, kind of what he did to some extent. I think he said, like, we know the election was rigged. Or something like that. But then later, you're right, he did say what you were just saying. And then he did say, like, maybe the Democrats, this is the one thing that they're right about, and it's not rigged. So when I wrote my response to YouTube, I wrote that in there. I'm like, in your policy, it says that you can discuss this if you provide context and kind of like a different, the other point of view.
I was like, that's so if it's only one they believe in, got it.
Yeah. But that's what I wrote in the appeal, and they took it. They undid the ban like right away within half an hour. So
that was awesome. So did they keep the episode down?
No, it's back up.
Win for the little guys.
Sometimes you just got to try, man. You way with words, you have to like read the policy. And then I wrote my response based on their policy.
You got to dot all your I's and cross all your T's, man.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's why, like, a lot of times when we talk is like, we always say, like, me and Steve, we're like, this is our opinion.
Yeah. Right.
Unless it's something where like go fact check us, check it out, boom, we throw it up, whatever it is. But I mean, at this point, our audience and our audience members, right? Like, they know, and they're good diggers too. A lot of them come for like us to do the information and digging for them. But like, if it's something outlandish or something that we're like, we're both like kind of back and forth on, we're like, go look for yourself, man. Yeah. Like, prove us wrong. Leave it in the comments. Send us an email. Our email's everywhere. Our link tree's everywhere. Like, you can hit us up, man. Like, we're not like, Cucker Carlson, and we'll respond, So, and that's what I even said, like, with the January 6th verdict. I'm like, to be full transparency, I am not a fan of Cucker Carlson. Not. But this is what is being displayed. Draw your own conclusion, just like they were displaying the police Pelosi production, right? And everybody wanted to draw their own conclusion on that one, and they did. And now, like I said, there's two sides to a coin. We're just showing you the other side.
It's fucking wild nowadays, man, how that happens so often with anything related to like video evidence. There'll be people that will literally show you video of things, events, teachers in schools, January 6th. And they won't even really sometimes comment on the thing. They'll just present you with video evidence. And then someone else on the other side will be like, no, disregard that. It's not true. Even though you just fucking saw it with your own two eyes. And then on the other hand, I know you guys just talked about this, but they'll have their January 6th, whatever it was they had, right? They had that whole tribunal.
Kangaroo court. Trial,
right? And they also do the same thing. They only show you a certain thing. They're like, no, you have to believe this. So when they present you video evidence, they say, you have to believe this because we presented to you. But then when someone else presents you with a different angle, a different view of a thing happening through video, no, don't believe that one. Believe ours. Meanwhile, I'm literally here with my own two fucking eyes watching stuff unfold on camera. It's really just frustrating.
Do you think that's why they've been presenting deep fakes so much as of late?
I think that is
part of the agenda.
Maybe that's so dangerous, the deep fake stuff. Jack Posobiec has been doing that a lot, which I don't like. You know, Jack Posobiec.
Jack Posobiec, yes.
He's been doing that. I don't like it. Don't fucking and don't like entertain that thing, like even from the right wing point of view or anything like that, even if you're saying it's a deep fake. I think right now people can still kind of tell that things are deep faking if you don't say it because they're not perfect yet, but they're getting much better. And they're going to be hard to tell a difference in the future.
Our thing is, our technology is not perfect yet. Their technology is.
Sure.
And we agree on that, right?
Yeah, like, they'd always have the more advanced shit that they're
wearing. Oh, dude, the shit we have now, they've had since the 50s. It's insane. The amount of technology, and then that goes into all a bunch of crazy stuff, but we're not going to get into that, right? I said, Skag something.
Hey, this is your show, this thing. You can do it.
No, I know. But no, listen, it's our show, buddy. We're a community, man. So, you know, I mean, for the most part, we're basically intertwined forever in the Twitter and YouTube verse because now Cap's part of my sidekick team. Exactly. I'm part of his sidekick team. We're one big dysfunctional family. But you know what I really like is being able to split the show's time between talking to Steven because he has one point of view, talking to Cap because he has, you know, me and him and our views align on a lot of things. But a lot of things, like, I'm a little bit older than Cap, so I'm like, my life experience takes over in certain ways, and then he has that younger perspective on certain things and so on. But that's why I also love having you on, because you come, like, me and you have very healthy, like, people just think, like, we yes-men each other. Like, we'll have text message threads, not fighting each other, but, like, having some good social discourse where you're like, no, you're fucking crazy. I'm like, fuck you, Skags, you're crazy. But, like, it's healthy because you might bring up a point. I'm like, huh. All right. You know, or I might bring a version to you and you're like, shit, I might have to think about that a little bit.
Right. I didn't think of it that way before. Mm-hmm. It's the idea of, like, you know, people say, like, normalize changing your mind, or, you know, it's something that does not happen anymore. And we're way more aligned than sometimes me and you even think we are. But yeah, like, it's good to hash out different ideas or different viewpoints on things, because that's how you figure shit out, too.
It's okay
to get other people's perspective. Yeah.
Well, I think I even said on the one episode with me and Cap, I was like, yo, me and Skags are literally talking about the same thing, but he went around this cul-de-sac, I went around this one, and we met in the middle, you know, like, we were basically explaining it from, like, just two different sides, different point of views. And that's, like, what I said, like, I busted James Bowles the other day on Winning Wednesdays, because I'm like, James, like, we were going off about something, you know, James is considered, like, super right-wing extremist. I'm like, James, and, oh, you know what it was? He got on the show. And he's like, guess what? I have a special announcement. I am not a felon anymore. He got expunged. He's like, I can vote. I can buy firearms. I could do this. And, like, literally, like, what he was a felon for wouldn't even be breaking the law nowadays because marijuana is legal everywhere. Right. So, like, literally what he got in trouble for as a, you know, kid, basically stuck with him for so long. And now it got expunged because it's not even breaking the law. Right. But I said to him, I was like, James, you ever voted? And he's like, yeah, once. And I'm like, tell everybody who you voted for. No. And he's like, fuck you. And I'm like, tell him. He's like, Obama. I'm like, who? He's like, Obama. He's like, I thought he was the black guy. They would never let a black guy be a president. And he was the man. And then he's like, oh, no, he's even worse. Like, he's one of them, you know? So that's why I also, like, now I'm going to bust on your balls. Who was Bernie, bro?
Yeah, that was me, man. Of course.
Which is fine, right? Like,
And I voted for Obama, too, probably back when James did as well.
Yeah. Look at this. And now look where we're at. Far right extremist you are now.
Yeah.
But that's what I want to tell people. And I think a lot of people are starting to realize now, right? It's like, you can be left. You can be progressive. But it's never enough. And when it shifts and that paradigm shifts enough, it made you a far right wing extremist, or myself, which I was very, you know, because we align very much in the Libertarian Party, right? But they have their own fucking issues.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm definitely a libertarian, but everyone, you know, is essentially a far right wing extremist at this point to the establishment, right? That's just the term. It doesn't matter what you actually believe in. And we have some different views. Like, I'd have different views from MAGA or America First, right? Being a libertarian, or an anarchist, or, like, I don't believe in the idea of the state anymore at all.
I know, right?
At all. You know, we spoke to Clint Russell on the last episode and we talked about this. We're like, when they fucking roll the tanks on everybody, they're not going to be like, oh, you're a libertarian? Okay, no, you're good. They're not a MAGA person. No, we're all MAGA people at this point, right? They're not going to fucking differentiate between what exactly you believe in and what exactly you believe in.
Unless you have your scarlet letter on you, right? Star of David or something, you know? Like,
one of the things, man, I'm huge on, and I'm trying to like tell other libertarians, and some of them are good on this, like, we got to work together with the MAGA people and the America First people and the commies, the real ones that fucking are not retards. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're still kind of retards, but like the good leftists, like Jimmy Dore, for example, like those are people who are still
he says some good shit.
Authentic, you know, like we don't have to agree on economic policy. That's fine. But one thing we can agree on is that we don't want to live in a tyrannical government state where they control every aspect of your fucking life. We'll hash out, like me and you do, the little details later on, you know, where I think.
But let's save our lives and our children's lives first, and then we can figure out, like, who's getting the VIG on what.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I think that's something that needs to be done, that and with the social discourse, but that's why they don't allow it to happen, because I think, you know, there's a lot of things that we would even agree on with a lot of people on the left, maybe not the far left, because they're unagreeable, right? And even the far right is unagreeable, right? So I think too far either way on the pendulum is not good. We all have to be more of the center mass, right? But it's just that the center mass is shrinking so much that it's like you can't even be center mass enough. And I agree with you. I think the libertarians, they definitely have to work with the MAGA movement, because then that's a bigger thing. And not even the Republicans, because like I say it all the time, Republicans are fucked.
Yeah.
They're trash.
It's
I mean,
uniparty. It's part. They're all uniparty.
Yep. We're all in the same boat. Right. So, I mean, like, you saw it come out when this footage was released. It was like, oh, Chuck Schumer and Mitt Romney, or not Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell agree.
Right.
Why? Because it's vested money interest.
Right.
In saving their asses. Now, all of a sudden, Mitt Romney fell, had a concussion. Mitch McConnell fell, had a concussion. Right. He's out. Fetterman's still nowhere to be found, right? Like, we have, like, literally, like, U.S. senators just dropping and missing, and everybody's like, eh.
It's not necessarily such a bad thing. I think I've said it before, man. Like, I wish we could fucking clone 300 more Fettermans and put them in every, you know, office, right? Because then the government couldn't do anything. I'd be way more happier with that than a bunch of Mitch McConnells everywhere who are conniving, scheming, and Schumers who are, like, actively engaged in passing bills and laws that restrict your freedoms or bad economic policy. Like, Fetterman's fucking, he's yoked up right now. Like, he ain't doing shit. I like Fetterman, I'll be honest with you. He's great. He's perfect, in my opinion, because he can't do anything.
No, it is a point. Well, that was like when they were like, oh, you're going to shut down the government if you don't raise the gut seal. And we're all like, good. You can't fuck anything else up.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. If the government was able to shut down because of debt ceiling, great. Then we get to go and live our fucking lives.
This one won't get paid. Yeah. You know, that's always everybody's response. Well, you're sending all the military aid to a different country anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you don't think if shit hits the fan, we're not going to be like.
Right. The largest freestanding army in the world. We're going to be all right. That's also that excuse, man, is built into anything that challenges the paradigm of like why we need a government. Oh, no, the military. Oh, no. And I know this might be your point sometimes. China's going to sail across the sea and invade America and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Those are ways that, like, the state, the uniparty, fear porn, right? That's also a way that those things are aimed at conservatives, right? To keep them in the game of supporting the state. The same state that fucking...
You think it's aimed at conservatives? Because the left is
those
banging
things,
the drum.
Those things. Sure. Those certain things, especially the China stuff.
But
the left are playing in the war drum too, of course. Yeah,
1,000%. And when me and you were talking, I know you always bust my balls on China, but I've been pretty spot on about it. But it's at the time, it's like, I don't think it's China. Like, China is a pawn, and Russia is a pawn. They're the boogeymans that the U.S. government is throwing at us, like they always do, just like they did with Iraq, just like they do with Iran. Like, Iran's nowhere to be heard. They're not a nuclear threat anymore. Mm-hmm. North Korea is not a nuclear threat. Right. All we heard was Rocket Man for so long.
Those are not useful talking points right now.
They're not useful talking points right now. So what? Are they not a problem anymore? Are they not working against the death of America still, right? Like, is that not happening anymore? No, this is the whole thing. It's vested interest of the uniparties, of the people above. There's people controlling these. Now, I think the only reason, and... excuse me, hear me out. My wife's got the fucking fire on, like 10,000 degrees in here. I'm like, I got like a humidifier running next to it. You know,
you're fucking freezing to death.
Yeah, I'm sending there. My way. Look at my ears, how red they are, bro. So, what's it called? Well, we got to get you a little potbelly stover in there, maybe.
I would, bro, but this whole place is made out of wood. One fucking stray.
Dude, they put them in fucking tents.
I know. It's risky, man. It's risky. Like, one stray ember in here, this whole thing's going up in flames like right away. Yeah. I've thought about it, but I'm not doing it. I just do the old electric radiator.
Well, even safer, right?
Yeah.
Go green, right?
Yeah.
Electric. What's it called? What was I saying? But it's like one of those things, like they're making China and Russia the boogeyman right now, right? But the last, ten wars that we know about, maybe not all wars, whatever, they made somebody the boogeyman. Why?
Well, legit question, like which one?
Like, why did they make... Why do they make Iran the boogeyman? Why do they make North Korea the boogeyman? Why do they make Venezuela the boogeyman? Why do they make North Korea the boogeyman? Why do they make Syria the boogeyman? Why do they make...
These are all rogue states that can't be influenced by, like, the Western Empire and finance, you know, like the...
Well, we got to deliver them democracy.
Right. Yeah, that's always the facade that they're selling you. But, like
Venezuela,
why is Venezuela the boogeyman? It's because... What's his name down there? Maduro? Like, he's just doing his own thing and he doesn't get fucking influenced by Western business and the American
government.
Yeah, but
we destroyed Venezuela.
Right.
Look what's happening in now. So what are the things that they all have in common? What were they? They were wealthy and independent on their own. Maybe not North Korea, right? Because they've been, like, blocked off since the...
You could actually use Libya. Libya is a perfect example of this, yeah.
So... They are all very financially... They were all very financially well off for the most part, you know. They were either on the gold standard. The Western Central Bank was not in their countries. They controlled their currency. They were, like, Venezuela was very oil rich. I mean, they were the richest South American company and, like, one of the largest, you know, economies outside of whatever, right? But they were super successful, and then they went with this socialist agenda. Now they burn their own cash, right? And they're running from there up to us because they need stuff, right?
Sure,
but the same thing, same thing happened with Gaddafi, right? Well, we took him out, Hillary said, right?
Right.
And
why did they take Gaddafi out? It's because he was trying to form, like, an African currency, right? He was trying to, like, unify the African nations. Gaddafi's not a good guy, right? Like, at most,
but you know what? Well, the
person is, but he was trying to create an African currency to kind of, like, unify the African states to give them a little bit more leverage on the global scale because they've fucking historically always been run over by every other powerful nation. And they used NATO, the defensive alliance, right? What do you hear right now about NATO? It's a defensive alliance that was established to protect Europe from the Soviet Union and Putin, right? But they used NATO to launch a war of regime change against Libya, which led to 500,000 people getting killed. When did Gaddafi attack NATO? Never, right? So please don't sell me on... I fucking hate that. That's something that libertarians are really on top of right now. NATO is not a defensive alliance. It's an offensive military alliance. It should be done away with.
New world order military.
I appreciate Trump when he first came in. He started to shift the Overton window on NATO about even getting them to just fucking pay their fair share. I hope on his second go around here, he's just talking about the dangers of being in such a military alliance, like in World War One. You fucking make such overarching military alliances. One person gets attacked and before you know it, everybody's in fucking war. Which over about what? Some asshole who gets assassinated? Who gives a fuck?
Well, Germany had a huge alliance with, I think, what was it, Belarus or Belgium or something or something
back
like
then,
that.
The Ottoman Empire.
They had a huge reliance, and then they were like, we have to go to war, and they were fucking mopping up. Did you watch that documentary I sent you yet?
No, dude, I haven't had time.
It goes into all this. I'm telling you, Skaggs, even if you're watching it in, like, 10-minute clips while you're on the shit or something, like, get your head in it. But they were talking about how, like, Germany had, like, that major alliance, and they're like, listen, we have, like, a trade agreement and something else we have to honor, and they were, like, mopping up whatever, who else they were beating the shit out of over there, and they're like, listen, we're beating the shit out of them, we want to stop right now, let's just call things ever. But England and everybody else was like, nope. They wanted to take Germany down because they were,
of course,
financially stable. They have very intelligent people making, you know, technological advances at the time that were, like, way better than the rest of the world. We all know that, where all the good scientists come from. Nazis. right?
Just Germans.
Only reason we're in space, if you believe in space. Okay. But, you know, only reason we're there, only reason we have a lot of things, right?
That's why that dude, that's the Germans are, have always been a productive people. And like, and they invent things, they perfect things. That's another reason why the policy around Ukraine and Russia right now is fucking insane. They are antagonizing. I mean, like the US to an extent blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, right? That is tied to Germany. Like, why would you be, you know, in a sense, kind of bullying Germany almost to the point where they could maybe possibly reconsider their alliance with us and maybe be pushed more into Putin's court? Like, it's just such bad fucking policy. Aside from how insane and how fucking phony the whole roar is with, you know, around the whole thing. It's just like, even from their point of view, it's bad policy. You never want to make the Germans align themselves with the Russians ever, right? Against, because then their sphere of influence could be tremendous against your sphere of influence. I'm playing their game. I don't believe in it. I don't think it's a good idea, but playing their game. Don't want to make those two sides ever come together. So you should be trying to make them either not on the same team or, you know, appease both of them to some, like, you do your thing. You want to trade oil. You want to do this. You want to do that. Fine. Great. The fact that you guys are trading is good. We shouldn't be antagonizing you to make us hate us.
Well,
the worst thing that could happen for Europe is Russia and Germany forming some sort of alliance.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, like, look, like China and Russia are starting to, why don't we pick on this guy?
Right, of course. Yeah. We've pushed. That's another fucking
insane policy.
There's way
more people in those two countries than there is in ours.
Yeah, if you really are that concerned with the Chinese Communist Party, you would actually have, it would have made sense to align ourselves with Putin against them, right? We want to be courting Putin to our side, not to their fucking side. And I've said we've forced them to work
Trump
together.
Did, but then you're a Moscow mule, you're a Putin lover, like so on and so forth. And everybody always says, like, okay, these guys are not good guys, right?
They're not. No one is. No one in charge of a state is a good guy, right? Blanket. There's no good guys. They don't exist. Just normal people are good people. If you're in charge of a fucking government, you're a killer, right? Did you watch Game of Thrones? The Hound.
Yes.
He's like, you're a killer. Your father's a killer. Joffrey's a killer. You're all killers if you're in charge. That's it. That's who fucking runs things.
Very much so. And that's like the other thing is like we have all these talking points, and you know we hear this, and we and this is something that just kind of dawned on me while we were speaking was like. We always say, like, yeah, we know Putin's not a good guy, but, you know, and this is why, but this is why, right? But, like, how do we know that Putin's not a good guy?
Oh, dude, he's KGB. The shit that he did back in the Soviet Union is fucking sociopathic.
Well, I agree, right? But also, where do we learn that stuff from?
History, man. Yeah, I know what you're going to say. History. Like, who's history? Our point of view, history.
That's what I'm just saying. Like, are we getting the like, I question everything now.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Because, like, I mean, like, think about it as simple as this. We grew up through 9/11, and then, like, you read the textbooks on 9/11, you're like, that's not what fucking happened.
Sure.
But somebody wrote it that way.
I agree. Definitely. You know, everything should be, you know, history is written by the
victors. Yeah.
Right, of course. But at the same time, I don't think that just
I'm not saying
magically obfuscates Putin anything he's done or the Soviet Union anything they've done. You know, but, like, they were an evil force in the world and he was involved in the whole thing. He's not special, you know, if you follow what I mean. He's not like a special bad guy. Like, a special bad guy is like Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. Like, those are special bad guys that stand out. Vladimir Putin is just like a run of the mill bad guy.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you, but watch that documentary, bro. It's gonna open your eyes on Hitler and a couple other things. Not saying he was a good guy by any means necessary. But this is like the thing is like our perspective, right? And what we try to shine the light on is sometimes is like I say, okay, and I think I've talked about this on the show either with Cap or Steve. It's all jambled at one once, but I'm gonna say it again. Like from Russia's point of view, right? NATO was not supposed to go further than what? Germany, right?
Yes.
We made the agreement.
Sure.
We showed the map how, like, every year, now Norway is part of it. Now Sweden's part of it. Now this one's part of it. To where we're on their doorstep. And the only country that's not part of NATO is what?
Ukraine,
right? So I said that would be the equivalent of after World War II, we were like, okay, cool. You can't come any further than Chile. And now they're in Tijuana.
Right.
And on the border of Tijuana, they decided to put 46 biological labs.
Right.
Right?
I'd honestly, man, I'd say it's a better comparison to say they're in Canada, right? Because
I was just gonna say
we have way more in common with Canadians than we do Mexicans. Just like the Ukrainians and the Russians are very close.
I fucking love Hispanic culture. I ate tacos.
I'm not saying I don't love it. I'm saying we have a little bit more common with Canadians.
Let me finish. Then we take our missile defense and put it on the Canadian border. Russia takes it and puts it on the Canadian border, right? That's basically what we did with Poland, right?
Yeah.
So how pissed would you be as Americans if you made this agreement and then all of a sudden Russia goes, we're going to keep coming. We're going to keep coming year after year, year after year, year after year. We're going to put trade embargoes on you, and then we're going to put labs on your Mexican border. And then we're going to put rockets on your Canadian border. You'd be like, fuck that noise. You'd be swinging and screaming too.
Right. Well, how about if we...
That's what we're doing to them. And then we say, fuck it. Blow up the pipeline.
Well, they would have blown up the pipeline, right? They would have blown up our pipeline.
That's what I'm saying.
Between us and Alaska or something.
Keystone. Keystone Pipeline. Cut it off.
Yeah. How about, man, I mean, if you want to add to that, how about you say that in 2014, we overthrew the government in the Quebec. And, you know, we installed that Putin would have overthrown the government in Quebec and installed a pro-Russian government, right? And, you know, then the pro-Russian government in Quebec decides that, you know, Toronto, who is very close to New York, is like, fuck this. We don't want to be in a pro-Russian thing. We want to join New York State and America. And then, you know, they vote to join America. And then Putin and the pro-Russian government in Quebec launch fucking mortar strikes against Toronto for fucking 6 years. You think eventually, you think if that was all going on, at some point we're going to be like, you know what? No, this ain't happening anymore.
We'd send our military to invade and protect
Toronto, or, you know, try and protect our border to some aspect. Yeah, 100% we would.
And then everybody that runs Russia, all their sons and daughters have all the gas and oil leasing contracts in Alberta.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Right. Yeah. They're in all the companies, right? They're not even experts in the field, yet they're somehow on the board of the companies that,
And they own all the gold mines up there in the Kodiak, up there, right? Kodiak?
Yeah, in the Kodiak. Fucking 6 years, they had been saying that we rigged their election, right? And we installed, Putin into power or whatever, or they would have been saying that we...
interfered in their election,
right? Like, reverse the whole thing, put the shoe on the other fucking foot.
That's what I'm trying to say.
See things from their perspective,
just
like we started
role playing. Like,
yeah. Right, dude, this did happen in real history, though. Like, the Cuban Missile Crisis was a form of this. It's not exactly the same, but it's pretty fucking close. The Soviets went into Cuba. Cuba was like their puppet state. It was communist. Mm-hmm. They started building fucking nuclear missile silos and started putting nukes in Cuba. And we were like, no, it's not going to fucking happen. We're going to blockade you. We're not going to allow any more Soviet ships into Cuba. And if we have to go to war, we will go to war, because this is a red line. This is too close to us. We're not going to fucking allow it.
Yeah,
and the world almost did go to World War III over this. It was honestly, dude, it's a fucking miracle that didn't turn into World War III. It's only because fucking what's his name? I think was it Gorbachev? I think kind of like folded to Kennedy in the whole thing.
Gorbachev was during Reagan. That's when the Berlin Wall fell.
Sure. Whoever was in charge of the Soviet Union at the time, he folded his hands and let it go.
Because they didn't have the power or the stamina to keep up with us at the time. But, you know, everybody has the power or stamina to keep up with us, because we don't produce anything here. We don't have our own medicine. We don't have our own stuff. They gutted us from the inside to make us a third world country. Right. Yeah. So this way we weren't a superpower anymore, because we have all our natural resources we have here, but we can't use them.
Right.
But we can use these people's oil, but we can't use ours.
Right. They're on federal land. Can't touch it.
We have more oil than all of them.
Yeah.
We have more resources than all of them. We have better steel than all of them. We had manufacturing set up where we could make everything better. Like, it used to say, mean something American made. You knew it would last.
Yeah.
You knew it would put together. And
it
now
created
it's just
good jobs for people, man. It made a middle class. It raised people out of poverty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, all right, gas pollutes. So what? You need to fucking live. It also saves people's lives. Mm-hmm. All these things, right? And we're still using it. It's not, we're not fucking using it. Right?
Just I know, and this
getting
is
it from somewhere. We're getting it from Saudi Arabia now, who's genociding people in fucking Yemen. Woo, that's That's so great that we're supporting that whole thing.
Well, the other thing is we're for the most developed country, we have the lowest carbon footprint, right?
Yeah, to be fair, and then we're very clean here. We're very efficient with how we.
I mean, we still things. Besides like East Palestine and those type of things that go down, right? But at the same time, it's like we can do everything we can to be great here, but India is not going to do it. China's going to fucking do whatever the fuck they want. How do you repercussion them? You don't.
You don't. Yeah, they're you also don't. Going through their industrial revolution phase, right? Like we did 200 years ago, where we were burning dirty coal. I mean, industrialized the nation and made us more wealthy. They're behind. They're doing that now.
But now I have a question.
Sure.
Dirty coal, but lithium mines are better?
No, they're not. Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying. They've put things into our heads where me and you, who are even aware of it, we're still like, oh, yeah, but, you know, our CO2, our carbon footprint, like carbon is fine. Carbon dioxide, like that's what the trees breathe to grow. Right.
Right.
So now they're telling you the stuff that makes the trees grow that allows us to breathe is no good.
Right. I mean, put your face up to it. What about
clean coal?
Sure. Yeah, it's better. It's better. But like put your face up to a car's exhaust. Like no one wants to breathe that shit. Obviously, it's better that if we are a little bit cleaner in the way we do things. And I think humans will naturally find better stuff. Or that doesn't mean like putting your fucking finger on the scale of the market or the industry. Like right now, this is the most cost-effective way to make energy. Humans need energy to survive.
Well, what's the most efficient and cleanest, really?
We haven't maybe discovered it yet, right?
No, like nuclear.
Right now, sure. I know, that's a whole other point, right? That they're not pro-nuclear. I'm just saying, theoretically, like there's limitless possibilities. We can invent some new thing in the future. We're not going to fucking invent that new thing if you make everybody poor because you want to push fucking solar panels and it causes poverty because no one can afford it. And the cost of energy is so high that no
and
one
the
can
amount
survive.
Of land that you have to put those solar panels on
that too,
that
right,
you're
that's
destroying
not a
fucking the environment. And then when they break, there's no way to recycle them. So you got to bury them just like the wind turbines. But each wind turbine takes almost fucking 500 to 1,000 gallons of oil to operate. Like you're still using oil. Everything plastic is oil.
Yeah.
Literally. We're just going to do away
these
with your laptop.
Bottles where you drink water out of are made out of fucking oil. These
fucking Yeti
bottles.
Top. Right out of your, everything. Like people don't understand that how much different things oil based stuff is used for. Glass, like stuff like that, man. People don't understand.
Right. Yeah. I'm all about free markets, bro. Like if you allow a free market to operate, some motherfucker is going to invent something better and that will eventually replace oil. But that will just happen organically when it's ready. Like forcing it to is going to fuck everything up. Or, we should be thanking fossil fuels for making our fucking homes warm in the wintertime, right? Like, I think there's a statistic, bro. Less people die from nature now than ever before. While at the same time, these climate change people are like, the environment's going to kill us. No, like fossil fuels and technology
have saved more lives.
Yes, I understand your point that they're polluting, but give it time. We'll fucking figure it out and make something better. Stop ramming shit that's not ready down people's throats.
I agree. So my other argument, because I've really thought about this, isn't oil like a renewable energy?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Think about this.
I probably to some aspects.
Think about this. The Earth has been making oil since the beginning of the Earth.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're finding wells. And this is just the wells we found, right? Some of these wells, like in Saudi Arabia, Texas, have been pumping for 60 years, thousands of gallons a day, right? That's just the ones we found. Now the ones that we did find and we can't pump are just sitting on those reserves. But isn't that process always happening underneath?
Yeah, probably. I did what I don't know is like how long does that process take? Does it take 5,000 years or does it take 5 years? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you're pumping for 100 years and it's been making it for 100 years from the bottom, are we pumping it faster than it's being made is what they're trying to say, right?
That's a good question.
But at the same time, like, it's been billions of years of reserve. Now we're tapping it.
There's a tremendous amount, sure. Yeah.
You're telling me that we've used it all? Like, this is the other thing, how they say population, right? There's 7 billion people, correct? Okay, so we're overpopulated. How long have you ever driven and sometimes you don't see houses or people for, I don't know, hours.
Yeah. Like,
think about how massive we are, right? The United States, massive. We can drive through parts of our country and not see anybody for hours, maybe even days.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I don't believe in overpopulation. That's fucking bullshit.
I don't believe in
it. There's plenty of room. You know,
there's fucking, dude, there's places in this world we never even stepped foot on yet.
Yeah. There's plenty of room for more fucking people. And if
you're telling me in 100 years we fucked it all up.
Yeah. I don't believe that. Let's see. I Googled real quick. So, how long does it take the earth to make oil? It says, however, it says petroleum, like coal or and natural gas, is a non-renewable source of energy. It took millions of years for them to form. And when it's extracted and consumed, there's no way for us to replace it. So I don't know if that's true. And it
that sound a little fugazi?
That it does. That's from, you know, where's that from? It's from National Geographic. Now, again, I don't fucking know. If that's true, though. No, this is on Google.
Fuck, I'm doing DuckDuckGo.
You want me to look on DuckDuckGo? DuckDuckGo is the same shit, dude.
No, I know, but I just want to see if they give us something else.
All right, hang on.
You got DuckDuckGo, too?
Yeah. How long does it take the Earth to make oil? Interesting. So I got different websites. It's creation.com. I mean, I don't know where, what this website is, but see if we can get a... like a good. Well, this is why, I mean, the research results in Google have, of course, curated, so they're suspect. Mm-hmm. But Google is impeccable at giving you the exact paragraph of like an answer that you're looking for.
They are.
Now, like, I get this website and
now you're like, oh, I gotta scroll. Right,
especially
but
when you're on a podcast.
That's what it's meant for.
Right, right. But when you're on a podcast, you're trying to get a quick answer to something you're not sure of. It's not
1,000%. But I mean, you know, like you were saying, guy, you can keep looking, but like, you know, but that's what it's made for. We put us in a position where, oh, you don't know the answer? Just Google it. Google says this. True. Google's like, we take it as like the all seeing eye,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
So we're all, and I mean, myself included, yourself included, we're conditioned. We're like, fucking Google said this. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, that's
now,
that's like a term now, right? Isn't that interesting?
It is.
The name of a company means a thing. Like, Google something means, like, look something up. They've replaced a look something up with the name of their company. Pretty ingenious marketing at the end of the day.
It is.
Yeah. It's true. I don't want to sit here all night and fucking look up websites, but.
No. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like I think it is a renewable energy because it's an untapped resource that takes millions of years and so on and so forth. Right. So, I mean, I understand coal, like you're literally digging rock and it takes like rock forever. But like oil is liquid. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's bubbling and moving. Right. If there's no hollow earth. Right. There's that constant. You like that. Right.
Yeah.
So but if there is no hollow earth. Right. Then there's constantly like the magma and all that other stuff is
right.
Churning and moving and churning and moving because that's its energy source. And if we're spinning at a quadrillion miles an hour on a sphere, right? Like that's how it works. So why wouldn't that be cooking it up?
Yeah. I mean, it's possible, dude. Like I said, I don't fucking know. I have no idea. I'm speaking from a complete point of ignorance.
No, I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just troubleshooting here, throwing shit at the wall, seeing what sticks.
No, definitely, man. And again, like, if that's the case, it's still not the most efficient way to produce energy, right? So humans will eventually figure out another more efficient way to produce energy. That is better, right? But it doesn't mean that we should be throwing this out right now.
So, no, I agree with you. So I think Tesla did figure it out, and they hit it.
Yeah.
Because how do they control us?
Yeah, they control the flow of information.
Not even that. Right? They control the resources.
Yeah.
But natural resources,
sure.
All that stuff. So what are we always fighting over? Oil,
right.
Natural gas, gold, silver, commodities,
so
things that we need.
So you think they want to keep the idea
that we don't have enough
limited resource because that will keep people struggling with each other over something they think is a scarce resource. That's a good point. Yeah, it could 1,000%. Be a control tactic. Who's they, as Nick Fuentes would say.
No, I know, but who's they? But we all know who fucking they is, right? So, but that was always my thing. Like, it's just another control point. If they're telling you you're going to freeze to death, you're not going to be able to drive, we're killing ourselves, we're killing the ocean, we have no food, but meanwhile, they're having them dump milk. You know, we have no food, but meanwhile, they're burning down crops and giving you GMO stuff. Meanwhile, oh, there's no fish in there, but they're just dumping garbage into the ocean. Oh, there's no this. Like, everything they tell us, there's not enough, there's not enough, there's not enough. Man, I got fucking foxes and deer running through my yard. I got this one going over. Like, dude, there's a lake, there's rain, there's this. Like,
have you ever heard the term that the corporate press is not is factual but not truthful?
Yes.
That's what they are, right? So they might be like, hey, burning, you know, breathing in carbon dioxide from a tailpipe is not good for you. At the same time, that doesn't mean that it's going to end the fucking planet in 30 years. Like, they're factual, but they're not truthful. They're telling you a basic fact. They're telling half you truth. A basic fact, but then they're spinning it into some sort of exaggeration lie to keep you in a state of fear, or like we were talking about now, keep people at you know, at ends because they're fighting over a precious resource.
Well, it's half truths, and that's what fact checking is too. Half truths. Like I say, like an example, oh, man killed wife with, you know, club and a pair of Adidas's on. And they're like, whoa, fact check. It's not really that true. It's partially true. He had Nikes on. And you're like, fuck, bro. It's the shoes. He still hit her in the head with a fucking club. Like what, you know? Yeah.
They just but launched that's a what new fact checking campaign around January 6th. With the,
what's that?
They launched a whole new fact checking campaign on Instagram about January 6th with the Tucker stuff coming out. You know, if you shared the Shaman videos, it comes up there. So it's like missing context or whatever. This is the context. What the fuck are you talking about? They say missing context. This is more context coming into the fucking narrative.
No.
It's not missing context. This is literally context. It's doublespeak, dude. From
two sides of the coin, man.
Doublespeak, 1984. Like, whatever it is they're saying, it's a complete fucking opposite.
Do you think people still believe in fact checks?
That's a great question, man.
Because if they're telling us the truth, like, I'm like, fuck you, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I think probably the NPCs do, like the people who are just hook, line, sinker, everything. I do think that it's hard to say, but I do think that
you want to believe that humanity's not that stupid, but the past 3 years have shown us different.
Sure, I don't think humanity's that stupid. I think humanity's too apathetic. Most people are just like, whatever. Yeah.
Yes. Fucking mentally lazy.
But they would look at it. If they did look at it, they'd look at it with a critical eye. It's just that they're too busy with their life. Not even that they're lazy. Maybe they're too busy. Maybe they're just not interested in politics, right? Like, they don't see it as seriously as we do.
So
not as engaged as we do. And, you know, like, it's by the, unfortunately, hopefully, it's not too late by the time they fucking realize that it is serious.
So I got an issue with those type of people. What, you guys had a whole episode on it. It's time to not be nice.
Yeah, we should be mean. Yeah.
And you can't, ignorance is bliss me anymore. Because ignorance is bliss is going to get us in some real fucking trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
And I say it all the time, like, people don't want to think about this stuff. Like, I don't want to think about this. I had nothing to do with politics. Zero. I was like, fuck this. Like, it's all fucking this. It's all that on this conspiracy end, right? Excuse me. But, like, you know, at this point, like, I had to get entrenched in politics to save, like, the future of our children. Or I'm not saying I'm going to, but, like, I can't sit by and then be like, Daddy, what did you do when the commies took over?
Right.
Oh, just sat there.
Yeah. I was too busy.
I was too busy not worrying about it.
Right.
Oh, it's out of my control. No, like, that's what people, they've put this notion that we are so minuscule in the judgment of them, and they are our rulers, that people forget. Like, they literally are giving people trespassing tickets and locking them in jail for a J6 when it's the people's house. It's not their house.
Yeah, like, that's, again, I'm an anarchist. I don't believe in any of that bullshit. I know it's fucking fake. But that's what they are selling you. The people's house, right? This is your country. You have a say. It's democracy. But then, God forbid, you go walk onto the people's house. Right. They'll put you in jail for 4 fucking years. This is why I'm an anarchist. I see through the bullshit of the state. It's all fucking a lie. It's all propaganda, indoctrination. They don't really mean any of that shit. They will throw. They'll kill you. They'll kill your kid. They don't give a fuck. They'll do whatever they have to do to maintain their power. They could care less about you.
And I think they also throw that word democracy around very well when we're a constitutional republic.
Yeah.
We're not a democracy. And we're supposed to be spreading democracy to these other countries. See what democracy does?
Right.
I think it's just as bad as communism.
Yeah, they've been spouting that lie.
They bastard the word democracy to look at what democracy's done around the world. Look, ask the people of Afghanistan. Ask the people of Iraq. Ask the people. And listen, what am I a sympathizer? Dude, I have so many friends that serve over there that are fucking heartbroken that they are waking up to the bullshit, and they see it even more because they had to see the bullshit of command said we can't go in, but we got to watch our friends die because they said we can't cross that imaginary line or can't do this and so on and so forth. I mean, there's just could you see sending your daughter to go fight the war in Ukraine?
Absolutely fucking not. I'd first fight my own government if they fucking made the determination immediately. No questions asked. Let's go. I said, let's fucking put the militia together. And where are we going? Someone who's got some sort of experience, lead this thing and tell me where to fucking go, because it ain't happening.
Well, that's the wild part is there used to be pride in okay, we're fighting for a country. We're doing certain things. And that's why it starts making you question everything. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's where a lot of people have the hard time to wrap their head around. World War II, was that the right thing to do?
Right.
Because obviously Holocaust, all that other stuff that is there, was that, I don't know, these are slippery waters here. So, I'm not saying here or there, but I'm just saying, were we a product that helped produce that? And then we made it look like we were the saviors because we're seeing how they lied. They fucking admitted they killed Kennedy.
Right. Yeah, I mean, dude, and it's funny because the more you think about that, we could sit here and pick apart World War II, definitely. I think it's interesting. But how often, this is something I can't stand, because anytime I get in Twitter, one of these Twitter fucking threads about Ukraine, Ukraine's one of the most hot button things you could ever comment on.
Oh, I know.
Twitter, there's these NAFO guys. Have you ever heard of NAFO? They're NAFO. They're all these accounts that have the Doge, and they're all the Doge. Doge. Yeah. Okay. The NAFO guys are literally their icon is the Doge. And then they're kitted out with tactical gear. They're some sort of Ukrainian cyber Twitter warrior who comes into any thread about Ukraine.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking
about. You've seen him before.
Yeah.
And dude, they constantly use the old talking point of this is World War II, right? And if you're advocating for making peace with Putin, you're Neville Chamberlain, right? Where he was trying, he was the Prime Minister of Great Britain. He was hey, we should be trying to make peace with Hitler, not fight against Hitler. And then everybody looks at him now in retrospect and he was wrong. What's his name? Churchill, who had the right point of view. It's fuck Hitler. We got to go after them because they're evil. It's such a, now everyone uses that same talking point for every fucking war. Now everyone who opposes war is Neville Chamberlain. Everyone who is, going to do the right thing is Winston Churchill.
Why is it a bad thing to want peace?
Right. They've convinced people that war is peace, dude. The only way to get peace in Ukraine is to win the war. It's
mind-blowing.
It really is mind-blowing. No, what is peace? Peace is fucking peace. You sit down at a table. What do you want? What do you want? How do we get there? In the meantime, let's not fucking shoot at each other until we figure it out. That's peace. You know what even peace is? The strategic, the situation in Taiwan that we've maintained for a very long fucking time, where we don't necessarily admit that Taiwan is its own country anymore. We kind of acknowledge China is the country, but we kind of really don't. Not a shot's been fucking fired. It's not perfect, but it's peace. That's better than Biden coming along being well, if they invade, we're going to fucking come and back them up. No, dude, you're breaking the thing that's been established for 100 years where we just play this stupid fucking game to placate everybody.
The Wizard of Oz, bro. Don't pull back the curtain.
That's exactly what he did. It doesn't matter how you get there. Just play the charade, right? Because the charade that they're playing there works.
But he's bought and paid for China. So do you think, this is just part of another pawn move, and he's going to act like he wants to fight them. He knows that they really want to take Taiwan over. They're trying to spread us out. What'd they do to the Nazis? Make them fight wars on two fronts.
I mean, did they make them though? Was the Nazis made themselves do that too? It was the Nazis who launched the invasion of Soviet Union when they had a non-aggression pact with Stalin. It was the Nazis who declared war on us after Pearl Harbor. So I'm not going to say that we made them. It was more so their decisions. I'd say that we kind of made the Japanese attack us because we sanctioned them and limited their access to oil and stuff like that. So they kind of felt like they had no choice but to do a first strike. The Nazis, Hitler was a bit, he was not a good tactician.
We'll watch that documentary.
I will.
Just do it. Yeah.
Again, it gives you the perspective. Two sides to fight everyone at the same time is not a good strategy.
But you don't know 100%. So, but like, you know how like we just reenacted everything from a Russian, Canadian, US, Mexico standpoint?
Right.
It just gives you that other perspective.
Sure.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I just thought it was very interesting on the perspective. And a lot of things that we've heard through our propaganda were very different on that side of the propaganda.
Yeah, of course. I mean, even from my own point of view about World War II, there are wrongs in the wake of World War I. Like the Treaty of Versailles and all that stuff was way too harsh on Germany after the war. It's like, look, you fought a war. Yeah, like we're not going to be friends, but the conditions.
And the war they wanted to stop.
Right.
Yes. They tried to stop it, and England was like, fuck you.
Yeah, the conditions of surrender were too harsh on Germany, which led to resentment being built up over the next 20 years, which is like the motivating factor for the rise of Hitler and all those things. It's like, if you just didn't be a dick after the war and you made an actual peace, I mean, peace, some peace is
better. Well, the other thing was they went into such a Great Depression there, and then they made their own currency. And the rest of the world was in a Great Depression, Germany started to thrive.
Yeah, that is true.
You ever hear about that?
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. And it was like, whatever, how they did, like, each family had kids and did this, and they got a house, and they did this, like, and then they were, doing trade and everything else. But what's that sound like, too? It's like, every time we go to war with somebody, it's because they can be self-sufficient and make their own things and have their own currency and be able to survive and be wealthy on their own and be successful on their own. And everybody else in the world was like, how are they doing it when the rest of us are starving? We can't let that happen, that model show.
Challenge the there's what is the
it's
word,
wild man? Dude, I don't there's know. So many different perspectives,
or just a word, like what do you call the thing? I've sometimes called it like the Atlantic Empire, like the France, England, Australia, United States, like this empire that someone is definitely pulling the strings behind, like that it wants to be the global dominant world power.
Kind of like the Turks, kind of like the Romans. Yes. Like it's just
and it has this facade of like we're all separate countries, but they're really not. The Five Eyes, what I'm talking about. So it's this weird thing, and it wants to squash anyone who's in opposition to it.
The Roman Empire never ended.
Yeah, they want a unipolar world, right? They don't want more than one power. There was a Cold War for fucking 50 years. There's China is a threat. Like they don't ever. It's really interesting because the policy is always of hostility towards another power instead of like, look, like why don't we like lead with peace? Like, look, you're a great power. We're a great power. We'll work together. We'll trade. We'll do great things. It's always very much so. Maybe I'm being naive. Maybe at that level of statehood is not possible to have, trustworthy peace. But I feel like it's never been fucking tried before. It's always some bullshit, some CIA shit going behind the scenes. I don't know. Why don't we try like genuinely working together with someone who
because
is another
that's
great
how
power, like
simpletons think. Because the people don't want war.
No, they don't. No,
they don't. Yeah. Regular people don't want it because we have to go fight it. We're the ones trying to live in this system, and the people at the top, they don't give a fuck.
Sure.
They don't care, and that's why. Like, you go to China, you think the regular people like us want to be fighting? No, they want to raise their kids. They
want
to feed their families. You go to fucking Russia, you think they want to do this? They're going to drink vodka and hang out and fucking go to techno clubs all day. Yeah. Right? Like, you think the people in Venezuela want to be cooking their dogs on the fucking money that they're burning that's worth nothing? No. No.
Yeah man. The Cubans, most violent entity in the world is always the state. Right. Like, yes, people kill each other because they commit crimes, but nobody fucking kills, murders, causes destruction or damage
at the level
of the state. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, name me a group of people. Name me a Patriot podcast network that killed 20 million fucking people. It doesn't exist, right?
No.
Well, you know who did kill 20 million people? The Soviet Union, United States, wars between states. Those kill a lot of people, not little tiny groups of fucking people. Even Al-Qaeda. You know what I mean? Like, how many people did they really kill? A couple thousand? It's bad. It's awful. But nowhere near the amount of fucking people we killed.
Killed.
Or I'm saying, we killed in the seven wars following 9/11. I think 500,000 people have been killed in the seven wars after that have, you know, some of our own guys, some, you know, people in Iraq, people in Afghanistan. Do they kill 2,000 people? We killed 500,000, like that. It's just philosophically, that's the way I look at things. You know, like when you scale up the level of a state, just things get worse. Violence gets worse. Crime gets worse. They're the ultimate mafia.
Yeah, we've talked about it many times. You know, they took over the structure or the hierarchy of the mafia. They got rid of them. They're like, oh shit, this shit works, and then we just did it at an extreme level. So
that's what the Taliban did. The fucking Taliban were like, hey, fuck, we should just be the government here. That's way better than being the rogue gang that beats everybody up. No, if we just, you know, button up a little bit and try and modernize ourselves. Suit and tie, we'll be the fucking government in Afghanistan, and we get to be the cronies in charge of everything. This is great. That's why they're in charge now.
Yep. Let them back in charge, too.
Yeah.
That's a whole different topic that we can get on to. I know you're freezing your butt off over there.
Actually, it's warm now.
You got a little warmer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 60 now.
But what's it called? Yeah, that's a whole another topic that would take hours for us to dissect, because, you know, different parts of the world have different cultures and different ways of doing thing, and their tribal communities, and they have these hierarchies, and who are we to tell them different? Now, yes, do you want the women? Do you want this? Do you want all those issues? Like, do you want that to happen? No, but it's not our business.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to know when to fucking mind your business.
To even think that we were going to fix Afghanistan or give them democracy is
where empires go to die.
Yeah, it's such a hysterical thought. Like, the people who thought that, I mean, I don't think they really believed that, even though, like, they didn't even understand the first fucking thing about Afghanistan. They're not like we look at Afghanistan and we think, like, it's America, right? Like, that they're all Americans, like they're all Afghanistan. No, they're not. They're all different tribes that fucking hate each other. They don't get along. They've never have with the central government in Kabul. Like, they never have. It's just because some asshole in England drew the fucking lines around Afghanistan and was like, this is Afghanistan. That's the way we look at it. That's not the way that they look at it. They hate each other, and they would never form a coalition government with each other. It's just, They still haven't. The Taliban are just one of the tribes who were like, well, no, we're going to be the fucking state now.
Yeah. And the other ones up top are like, fuck you. We're doing what we want up in this region. Like, don't come in this province, you know, like, and I mean, I know. And then we ended up just going into Iraq. We were like, fuck it. We got everybody to be in on Afghanistan. Let's go back to Iraq.
Yeah. Another insane policy of people not understanding, you know, the Sunni Shia split. You know, who was in charge? Was it the Sunnis? Right. You know, it was the form of Muslim, the Muslims that are not on the side of Iran or in charge of Iraq. Iran is our other, you know, like, competitor in the state. Mm-hmm. So we went into Iraq and overthrew the government that opposes Iran put in power people who are on the side of Iran, while we also hate Iran at the same time. And then later Iran is working with those people in Iraq, and they were bombing those people in Iraq. Like, it's just such, what I'm saying is, from their point of view, even if you buy into everything they're saying, it's bad policy. I don't have to go down a rabbit hole. I don't have to make up some crazy thing or even wonder why the WEF or the global elite are interested in them. Even by their measure, it doesn't make sense, and it's bad policy. Like, these two fucking entities in the Muslim world are not going to like each other, right? They never are. And if we don't like one of them, if we don't like the Iranians, then why the fuck are we taking out their opposition and putting more people who are going to be pro-Iranian right next to them and thinking that that's going to work out well for us? It doesn't make any fucking
sense. It's like putting the Bloods, the Crips, and the Latin Kings all together. They're not going to get along.
They're not. Right. But if your enemy is the Crips, and then you take out the Latin Kings and you put more Crips in charge, you think that's going to work out well for you? No, obviously not. It's not good fucking policy.
Yeah. Now you just turned all the Latin Kings into Crips and you doubled your army against you.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Exactly. See, we gotta just put it in layman's terms, bro. And then,
sometimes,
like,
bro,
you do, but it's
layman's
so
terms gives it a
blowing,
perspective
and
that people could understand too.
Yeah,
like we were saying before with Canada and And
yeah, no, I think it is, because it's so mind-blowing and to really dive into it. And like, I mean, for us, like even people that aren't like geopolitical analysts, but like experts, like what the fuck's it even expert nowadays? That means nothing to me. Oh, he's an expert. Expert in what? I heard a bunch of experts lie to me, and I saw a bunch of people die around me from an experimental drug, but they were experts, and now all the experts are coming out and saying, it's not us. It was the CDC study. Oh, it's not John Hopkins. It's this one. Oh, Stanford. Like, but everybody was citing those ones.
Yeah. How about the experts in misinformation and disinformation? A term that was just invented 5 minutes ago. Oh, well, we have to refer to the experts in misinformation. Well, that doesn't exist. There's no fucking college course or union trade in disinformation. You know, they just made that up 5 minutes ago, and then they start calling people. What was her name? Nina Jankowicz, right? Who's going to be the
minister,
she's an expert. What a clown, a fucking clown that person was. To call her an expert in anything is fucking laughable. It's just the word has pull with people. Like, right? You hear the word expert, and you hear, you think like authority, like I should listen to this person, right? Google it. We should Google it. Like, Google it. Yes, there's like authority behind the word. So then you start using that word and tying it to anything that you don't like or anything that you want to make sure you like reinforce a narrative. Well, listen to the experts, follow the experts, you know, the experts
or
say
the doctor,
this is wrong. The experts say you're a terrorist.
The experts say you're or doctor at the end, or MD at the end. Like, you ever walk into a doctor's office and you're like, was he an A student or was he a D student? Because he still got his diploma. Like, I've thought about that. Like, you see, like, oh, Harvard, yeah, but was he like a D student at Harvard or an A student?
Yeah, exactly.
And then at the same time, like, sometimes the D students are actually better than the A students. The A students just read and remembered better. So which guy do you want, or lady you want, you know? Yeah.
Do I want the guy who was fucking around and partying all night and he's just managed to like still get his doctorate? Or do I want the person who was a bookworm and studied and did everything hard, you know, to be
probably
my
the guy that got hammered, because like he got hammered and still got
some
a
life
doctorate,
experience, right? Yeah, maybe. True. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there's one thing, man, the pandemic and from 2020 on has taught me, it's that smart people, like book smart people, are not necessarily smart people. They can be. I'm not saying they're not. It's good to read. It's good because when you read, you get you kind of get in the minds of other people and a good perspective on things. Mm-hmm. But just because you are a PhD or you are some well-read person like Sam Harris, mm-hmm. You know who Sam Harris is?
Yeah, he's a fucking jerk off.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that guy is, you know, a genius, right? But I mean, some of the shit I've heard him say is the fucking dumbest shit mm-hmm. I've ever heard in my life.
One of my favorite sayings, and I think even Elon retweeted this a while back, but one of my favorite things is like, people mistake education as intelligence.
Correct. Right.
Like, I am not the most highly educated person, but I figure out, like I said, we figured out this narrative 2 months into the fucking scam with the restricted interwebs and our simpleton high school education.
Yeah. Right. Why is that? You know?
How?
Yeah.
But we're YouTube doctors. We're this, we're that. But how did we figure it out? How did we link all the stuff that came out with Fauci and how we got everything to the labs and all that other stuff? How did we link that out in fucking April of 2020? 2 months into it. And we knew about it. But we were crazy people. We knew about the jabs being bad, but we were crazy people. And now we have family members that have died or fucking can't use the sides of their bodies. But we were crazy people. Yeah. Like, just look, man. You know, I know I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but it smells like shit. It's probably shit.
Yeah. I think also, I mean, that yeah, you're right. Like, it's not, what did we say before, right? Like, education is not intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
They're related at the same time. You might be more aware, or like me, I was more aware of like what the fuck was going on the past couple of years, is because like I've always been really interested in history, and like mm-hmm. I've read about like totalitarian regimes and like the things they do to the population and whatnot. And now we could sit here and be like, oh, well, you know, what kind of history was that? Whose side were you really reading? Like, yeah, I agree. But at the same time.
No, but
like,
it sparked the interest and it sparked like, the thing in your head that you were like, shit, light bulb. This sounds like totalitarian government.
When this thing starts happening, I'm like, oh, shit, this sounds like something the Soviet Union did. Right. Like, are we moving into that sort of, you know, society now? Like mm-hmm. a lot of the woke Marxist stuff. Is that it? Right. It's almost the woke Marxist racial stuff is
no, you also have to
so
study
closely
history.
Emulated from what Lenin and everybody did at the beginning of the Soviet Union. Like, they took ideas from that stuff.
Dude, it only took 20 of them to take over a country.
Yeah. And, man, they were not good fucking people, as much as people want to look back.
Stop that. They were Jewish. Leave them alone.
You should read, man. Let's talk about reading real quick. I'm reading a book by Michael Malice called The White Pill. And it's all about the history of the Soviet Union and not only the depravity, the insanity, the just horrific shit that their government did, but people in America who were apologists for it because they were true believers in communism. And the New York Times, names are named of people who were like, oh, no, it's really not that bad over there. The FDR's vice president, damn it, I forget his fucking name, went to the Soviet Union, toured the gulag. They like ushered everything that was bad away, and they like brought in like healthy looking prisoners and made everything look great. And he comes back and he starts singing the praises of, like, you know, it's just a prison.
Henry Wallace.
Yes. That is interesting, right? Because it shows you how obviously there was that kind of psyop going on back then. It's not a new thing. This didn't just start 2 years ago. This didn't just start in 2001. This has been going on for a long fucking time. You know,
they can play in the long game. Like, look, Xi Jinping just got elected to his fifth 5 year or 10 year term in a row. I think it's a 5 year or 6 year. He just got elected for his fifth consecutive.
He's the man. No.
5 year term. Yeah, 30 years. He's been in charge for 30 years.
That's all like a lie. Like, there's no, he is the king.
Yes.
I'm king for 6 more years and then I'll have another election in the party and we'll see who wins. No, he's going to win again. He's going to be king until either another group of criminals kill him and take over, or he just dies. And then the next person that he chooses will be the next king. Yeah.
Dubbed.
It's all facade. Yeah.
Well, I'll take that book. I'll give that book they got it on audiobook. I'm a better listener.
Probably. Yeah.
I'll check that out. But I need you to go check out the perspective from Germany on that documentary, because you're telling me the same stuff on Russia that I'm trying to tell you on Germany.
Okay.
And how the US and good stuff. I will. I'll try to find it. You can only see it on BitChute. But what's it called? On that note, kids, me and Skaggs, we've been yapping for some time, and I know we're prepping for a nor'eastern, so we don't know how crazy it's going to get out there. That's where Stevie is. He's on storm duty. So make sure you guys definitely check us out at the Patriot Podcast Network. You can find Two Doom Men over at YouTube, Rumble, all the major platforms. You can find us. You know where you can find us. All right. And thank you to our sponsors, Dr. Kirk Elliott, MyPatriotCigars.com, and Freedom First Coffee. All promos codes SGT, SAM, or SGT. Go check them out. Save yourself some money. Support some good Patriot freedom loving mother lovers. And, you know, anything else you would like to add in there, Skaggs, before we sign off?
Nope. Thank you for having me, bro. It's easy sometimes to just talk with you. We have no plan, last minute. We just rant for fucking hour about whatever.
No, it was perfect. Like, we didn't even touch on the banks that we wanted to touch
on.
No,
we didn't.
Any
of the topics we wanted to talk about, we didn't.
But you know what? We
needed
to, but sometimes you need to backlay the history, and you have to give people, like we said, the layman terms of what's going on, how the government's done it, not just ours, how they have done it all around the world, how they are colluding together, how it's just one big fucking RICO act.
Yeah. It's all one. Yeah. I think Chris said this, right? He's like, it's not a bunch of conspiracies that believe.
It is the conspiracy.
It's one conspiracy, and it's all related to it. The RICO, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I thought that was fucking brilliant. That's a great point.
It is, and I just said it's a giant RICO act, like, you know. So, but definitely check him out. Go give them a follow on IG, Twitter. He's always posting some fire shit over there, Skaggs. Give me a follow on Twitter, too. I post some good shit all the time, but my Twitter account doesn't really get too much action. So go check it out. We appreciate you guys, and share away. Like, subscribe. If you don't have a Rumble channel, just sign up, man. Click it. It's as easy as setting up a YouTube account, so this way you can share and like our content, and it really helps us out, man.
Yeah, it actually works better, Rumble. You can watch things while leaving the app. You don't have to stay in the app to watch it. You can scroll off and it's playing in the background.
Yep, pretty awesome. So go check it out. And we will see you guys. Me and Cap will be on Thursday. We'll have a little episode for you, a little bonus episode, and check us out on Winning Wednesdays. Myself and James from We the People. And, we're just going to keep bringing you the fire.
Yeah.
It's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers. Those who would trade our freedom for security have embarked on this downward course. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. They use terms like we must accept a greater government activity in the affairs of the people. This was the very thing the Founding Fathers sought to minimize. They knew that governments don't control things. A government can't control the economy without controlling people. And they know when a government sets out to do that, it must use the full power of centralized government. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape. This is the last stand on earth.